that to 9,342,495, and that would be in the profile sheet. So keep your notes on the profile sheet. And what probably the best thing to do is just each time that you hit an item, we'll pause for a minute just to make sure that we have the numbers right so that we're all on the same page. And then I wanted to be, since we're looking at this spreadsheet, let's just make sure we understand what this is for a moment. And maybe your staff can help us tell us what the spreadsheets were offered for.
Mr. Chairman, we will do that. What my idea behind the spreadsheet was this, is that in the discussions that I thought we would have today, I was going to be referring to that, and I didn't want to frustrate the committee by looking at something and you all wondering what it is I'm looking at. So it was meant to be as a helpful, so we're all on the same page and looking at the same line. I'd invite Shelley if she has anything else to say about that.
Chairman Nicholas, and members of the committee, I believe that the governor was working through some introductory remarks and some highlights of his budget recommendations, and then our intent was to go ahead and go through this worksheet one at a time to show you what the changes were in comparison to the recommendations that Governor Friedenthal had made. If that's acceptable, I think that was the process we had intended.
Drilling process, or whatever we're going to call it.
I'm okay with everything except that last process, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday in my remarks, I talked about the school construction. As you know, Governor Friedenthal recommended $61.9 million in supplemental budget for construction of school facilities. This is, of course, on top of the $1.2 billion appropriated for school construction between 2003 and 2010. And on top of the $156 million approved during last year's budget session. My thought on the $61 million is that before we agree to that, that we need some work regarding the preference law and regarding contractor law generally in Wyoming. I had occasion to speak to Senator Bebout this morning. He assures me that good work is being done on that. So what I would tell you is that I am interested in seeing what improvements we can make on that before we continue to spend that kind of money. As I've talked to others in the legislature, it seems like we have a pretty good opportunity during this session to make necessary improvements regarding how we're spending that money so that we can make sure that Wyoming, the citizens, the students, the schools, Wyoming businesses are getting the best bang for the buck when we spend those large amounts of money. So I will pause there. I think that, of course, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, are also in the spreadsheet.
The issue there, I'll just ask you, when you do, have you actually eliminated the $61.9 million, or have you put it, said, let's see what happens. You've got you're somewhere halfway in between, I think.
Well, we are in between. As you'll see on the spreadsheet, that has, as a bottom line, has been taken off. One more page here. That has been taken off. As some of us have discussed before, I would like to see where we can go on the contractor law and the preference law before that is put back in. So as my spreadsheet reflects that it has been taken off, Mr. Chairman. The Governor Friedenthal proposed funding for mega data centers. As you know from my discussion yesterday and from probably other comments, I am very hopeful that Wyoming can make some good moves regarding mega data centers. We have a good climate for that. We have some natural advantages in this state that are not seen in other states. And I think that by building some of these mega data centers, that we'll not only get the benefit of having the mega data center, but I do really believe that they're going to be magnets for other types of businesses, partly because of the people that they'll need, partly because of the equipment they can will need. In talking to some of these companies that are interested in moving to Wyoming, you know, they pay very good salaries, and they believe that with the right infrastructure in Wyoming, that they can build a facility here that could be maybe unmatched anywhere else in the country. And I think once we get one, I think there's opportunities to get more. So I've asked for that $14.5 million to help along with that process. Now, there is discussion about where does the $14.5 go. My thought currently is that that would go to the governor's office to, so that we could work within in cooperation with the Wyoming Business Council to see if this can be done, because some of these are sort of front burners, if it could be done in the needed fashion in terms of time. Also, I will tell you that I am trying to personally do my job of recruiting these companies and other companies as we need to. And with respect to the mega data centers, it's nice to have some, in addition to me just asking, to have be able to have a discussion about that amount of money if it turns out to be available and if it turns out to be $14.5 million. The next issue is funding for local governments and highways. My staff told me that I had talked about this not once, but more than many times yesterday. And here's my thought on it. In summary, is that I am looking for a way that we can provide what I think is necessary funding to local governments. On top of that, I'm looking for a way that it is more than just a short or one-time dollar amount. Now, one of the reasons that I'm interested in that is that I believe that local governments, when they are faced with just when they have one-time funds, long-term planning is not used as well as it would be if they know that the money is going to be coming in over a period of time. And the result of that is if you can't do long-range planning, I think ultimately you're not as cost-effective when you do the projects. The same is true with highways. I think that when you look at highways and you see that deferred maintenance ultimately costs more, that is, if you don't spend the dollar today, you're going to be spending more dollars down the road, that we need to address our highways. And, of course, one-third of that would go back into the LSRA. So the result is, as it is proposed, is roughly, with the current anticipated dollars, is about $100 million into local government, about $50 million into local government, about $50 million into highways, and about $50 million into savings. Now, there is, of course, as we all know, there is great disagreement with some of you on this issue. And as I said yesterday, I think this is important for our local governments. I think it's important for our highways. If there's disagreement, I would ask for an alternative on how we can not just provide money this year, but provide a predictable funding stream that would be conducive to long-range planning by local governments and by the Department of Transportation. The one perhaps difference that I would like to point out is that in thinking about that, if we went down that road, my belief is that for the local governments, rather than the 50-50 split that was recommended by Governor Friedenthal, that is 50 for operations and 50 for projects, I think the better split percentage-wise would be 75% for projects, 25% for operations. The reason I feel that split is appropriate is I would not want, if that money did become available, I would not want that 50, that most of that to be going to hiring new employees, and then when the money ran out, with those towns would be left in a position where they have to lay off a lot of people. So my goal is infrastructure, and I think this is a good time with regard to our local governments and with regard to our highways to be working on infrastructure projects. It is my belief that a lot of projects that can be looked at today can be done more cheaply than they could even a couple years ago, and this is the time to be looking at it. The cost of labor and the cost of materials has gone down, although it's come back up a little bit. An example I would use is in Johnson County, where they had planned for some years to build a new jail. They began that process last year, and because they are building last year versus 2 years before that, they are thinking that the cost of the jail is going to be about 30% less than it would be if they would build it during the boom time. I would also add to that, I firmly believe that it's appropriate, and this body has done a good job saving money so when we have those rainy days, we have some ability to keep our government, state government, going. So some of that money, that one-third, goes back into it. The point is that, you know, the money is going to be going somewhere. And whether or not it goes, you know, if you put all of that into savings, we need to recognize that while the Treasurer's Office has done a good job for years, we do live in a time when the markets are volatile. We've seen unrealized losses. We've seen some actual losses. And we know what a mile of road is worth. We know what a new bridge is worth. And the market may go up or the market may go down. But there is some stability in having it in a road or a bridge versus having all of it in a market during these tumultuous times. Now, Mr. Chairman, I will be, as you set out your preference on how this is to go, I just have a few more general comments, and then I would like to go through the spreadsheet, if that's okay. Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, the bottom line is my recommendations for the supplemental budget. I cut $22.7 million in general fund expenditures. I cut $61.9 million in school CapCon construction. And with this week's CREG revenue forecast, there's about $52 million in general fund and $332 million in the school capital construction program available to you. Now, saying that, I recognize, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, that all of this money is available to you. I'm just trying to express a difference between what Governor Friedenthal recommended and what my recommendations are. So that is the difference between, I think, what you received from the last information you got from Governor Friedenthal and my recommendations. Now, if we may go through the spreadsheet. I'm starting on page one. I'm looking under the column Governor Mead General Fund Changes. The first item there is the $12.3 million. This amount of money was requested for UW and community college salary increases. Now, I think it's very fair that the community colleges and the University of Wyoming have a similar system to what we do for our state employees. My concern about funding this amount at this time is I have not seen any information that gives me confidence that we have the data needed to have valid comparables, that is, between what our community colleges in Wyoming are getting in terms of salaries versus other community colleges in the region and within the country. The same holds true for the University of Wyoming. I have just not seen the data in terms of where we are. Are we in the ballpark? Are we low? Are we high? And at least for me, until I see those numbers, I was not comfortable funding the $12.3 million. Item number two under Governor Mead's changes is the $437,576,000. This amount of money was recommended by Governor Friedenthal for maintenance on the Rockwell building in Sheridan, Wyoming. We looked at that Rockwell building in terms of how much of it's actually being leased, and it looked like to me, and we can go into this more, it looked like to me that the better thing to do would be continue to maintain it for now, but ultimately put it up for sale.
Is this the new building we acquired, or is this an older one? This is the brand new one?
Item number three I touched on in my narrative. That is the money for getting those employees up to 90% and also for their performance awards.
Line?
Yes, sir. That's, yeah, line 3501. I'm turning to page two.
Make sure I'm with you. On the profile changes, you've got the minus $12,389,252 above. And now we've got a reduction of $10 million off the 22. Is that the line we were just talking about?
It's line 3501. That includes the $2.7 million for increased insurance premiums.
Increased insurance, and then the reduction of 10. Let's tie in for a moment. You've taken off all the community college salaries came off.
Yeah.
And then the state employees, you have the insurance in, and you have 9.2 above that. So that would come about 11.8. It's actually 12, so the numbers. But are those the three components? We have insurance. We have bonus dollars of 3.1 approximately, and salary adjustments for about 6.1. Are those the three components?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and that all comes to the $12 million balance. Thank you. Go ahead.
I am turning to page two of the spreadsheet. This is at the bottom of the spreadsheet under the DEQ.
Debt, the 1.5.
The 1.5 million there. Now, this is my recommendation here to this committee. We have some backlogs within DEQ. During the transition process, we worked closely with DEQ to discover the amount of the backlogs. And, of course, some of the backlogs are not due to any fault of DEQ. Some of them are due to either the company itself or because of other matters with the federal government. What we wanted to do is we wanted to have them identify those backlogs within DEQ that they thought they themselves needed to address. And in doing that, they gave us a rough number, understanding was a rough number. And then we asked, what would we need to do to clean it up? Their initial thought was, here's what we need in order to clean it up in 5 years. I think 5 years is too long, because 5 years, you can miss a lot of opportunities. Who knows what new laws, rules, and regulations may be coming down from the federal government. So I am interested in doing it in a shorter time period. Now, I understand that we can say to each state agency, you know, listen, you shouldn't have had a backlog in the first place. This is your fault. Deal with it. And I appreciate that. But I also appreciate that we don't want to punish Wyoming companies, and we don't want to miss opportunities for the state of Wyoming by having a backlog that may always be there or only be cleaned up in 5 years. So I want to see what we can do to address it. And what I am recommending is that four FTEs be transferred from other agencies. I'm also recommending this $1.5 million to provide an opportunity for DEQ to hire outside contractors to see if, in fact, we can get this backlog cleaned up within 1 year's period of time. Now, before that money is expended, what I would ask of DEQ is a couple of things. Number one is they present to me a plan of how they're going to get this done if we did give them the money to do to hire outside contractors. And two, regular reports on how they're doing regarding the backlog. So that is the genesis of the $1.5 million. That is